Level Up Latina partners with working women and mamas alike to guide them in achieving fulfilling career and life goals through financial empowerment, professional or leadership coaching, and personal wellness. Find the unique coaching you need to succeed.
You're listening to Vero, Ceci, and Irene, and we are Level Up Latina.
Welcome back to another episode of the Level Up Latina podcast. This is episode 239, and we're still celebrating Women's History Month. So as we do that, we're going to ask some questions for the random show, all things women's history, relationships with women. I picked some questions from the internet. So before we get into our questions from the internet and wrap up Women's History Month, let's check in with our co-hosts. ¿Cómo están?
Bien, aquí con frillito. It's Monday, and when my kids is home from school because she's sick, and I was like, okay, you're staying home. So aquí andamos.
Igual, andamos bien con frillito because those Santa Ana winds that took over California, it seems. It's so cold. Y luego, like, we got sprinkled with like this little lluviecita that is just like, here, spring, let me just give you some more growth opportunities. And that's, I feel like, made it even more cold. But actually, now that I think about it, Ceci, I'm stuck on what I saw in your stories this weekend of the paella, and now I want paella really bad. But I'm really excited to be here. Mornings have been rough getting up because I feel that hour got stolen from us with the time change. Thank you, spring. Thank you. ¿Cómo se llama? Daytime savings? You're not saving me, jerk.
Daylight savings.
Daylight savings. Daylight savings. You're not saving me anything. Anyway, but I'm happy to be here with you girls.
Bienvenidas. We had our usual technical difficulties. That happens when we record on a Monday morning. It's like Monday feels it. But we're here. God willing, this episode gets out. I swear this is our third, possibly our fourth take. We don't know what's going on. But we're going to make it through. And when we mix this episode, hopefully later there's not a mosh posh of the other episode. And no, I'm kidding. There's not going to be. But it's good to kind of give that insight as to what it looks like behind the scenes. And soon we're looking to record our faces and show up real and be here with you guys on the podcast. So tell us if you think that's a good idea. Send us a note. Send us your comments. Like, no les quiero ver las caras on a Monday morning. Record on a fresh Saturday afternoon. A ver qué dicen. But we're thinking of doing that to our very special audience that always gives us love. So we're going to jump into it. Wrapping up Women's History Month. Like I said, I pulled four random questions from the internet that each of us will get a chance to answer today. It's four. Cool. You can keep it short and sweet. So let's see. The first one that I like from this list is, have you paused lately to celebrate something that you've accomplished? Big or small? Details, please. So we'll start with you, beautiful mujeres. Anything you've accomplished recently, big or small? Details, please. And how did you celebrate it?
I've accomplished getting my kids to their karate class on time. Remember we talked about being on time and all this stuff. And it's very exhausting. I said I didn't want to take on any student activities, any extracurricular activities or recreational activities with my kids until I was fully ready. And I was a little scared. I was a little intimidated by it because I'm like, I need to show up for them so that they can show up, you know, and be good. So I've been on time to these karate classes. My kids love it. And I did a little like happy dance the other day. I was just like, dang, Vero, you did it. You did it. This is something that, you know, has always been like a challenge. Pero gracias a Dios, I'm like, you know, it's just something that's worked out. I've worked on it. You know, it's something that you have to, I'm a work in progress. I'm human. And sometimes those little old habits are hard to kick off, but we're showing up. And I did a little happy dance el otro día. Me puse, nomás estaba pensando en eso y hice como una bailadita. And I was like, oh, I like this. And then I just put some Peso Pluma on. I know there's some mixed reviews about Peso Pluma. And then I went with the next song, the Harley Quinn, with this de Fuerza Regida and Marshmello. So that one's always a good one to shake your bomb on too. Me siento bien, bien buchona. Not bichota, bien buchona.
Good job, Vero. I love that. Getting the kids to karate on the time. They look so cute at karate on time. Not because they're on time. They look cute because they're cute.
They're just so cute.
It is super, super adorable to see them all dressed up. Keep posting that mom life. I love it. Aww. ¿Y tú, Ceci? Big or small?
This weekend, I was very productive on things that I wanted to do around the house. Like, I had a bunch of stuff that I needed to put away. I put it away. I was on time to church. I mean, we're always on time, but like Luis hates like, you know, rushing to church. And mind you, we're like 4 minutes away. So I'm, you know, cause I'm, you know, want to like look kept up and, you know, un poquito maquillaje or whatever. And yesterday I was like the first one in the car, like before anyone, I was like, all right, yo ya arreglada y en el carro esperando a todos, a Luis y a las niñas. So that was a win for me yesterday, Sunday. And then, ¿qué más hice? Oh, I have these like two plants that I've been like saving and trying to, and I have them in water. One of them was, I think it came with, I don't even know where it came. I guess it came with flowers like several months ago, and I've been keeping them alive for probably 4 or 5 months in just in water in a vase. And I keep on saying, I'm going to plant it. And then the other one was, I want to say it was like una flor de cempasúchil, the gold, the marigold, I guess. I think that's what it is. And the other one, so anyway, I finally on Saturday planted them in like a little pot, one of them in like a terracotta plant, the smallest one, and then the other one in a bigger pot that I had, and I finally did that. And then this morning I was like, I should go check on my plants, a ver cómo están. The freaking wind had thrown one, the little one, y se quebró, so it's like it broke. And I'm like, I'm gonna keep this little plant alive and put it otra vez en el water, a ver si sobrevive, and then I'll plant it again. It's just, it was really windy yesterday and the day before, so it must have fallen at some point. But anyway, those are my wins for the weekend.
And did you celebrate? How did you celebrate? Was it a goal to become a plant mom?
Did I? I don't know if I'm going to official plant mom, but did I celebrate? Well, I had a vinito yesterday.
Celebrating a successful week, being on time, taking care of las plantitas. My husband's like super into plants right now. He's replotting them. He's all into them. My son was into them. I don't need, girl, this is all fake right next to me. I have a fake stage plant next to me. I do not do real plants. So felicidades. I'm celebrating for you. Big or Thank small, you. Last week I got together with the group of United Latinas to celebrate our best-selling book. We were bestsellers on Amazon, so that's exciting. And the thing we did to celebrate was they were having an event already. We all jumped on like for 30 minutes to celebrate together and to be on a Zoom. So that was cool. So it was nice to stop and pause and celebrate that win to be a best-selling author. We will move on to the next question. Let's see. So as we shift gears a little bit into women specifically, what have you done to make another woman's life better?
So let's see. One client in particular, and I want to say it was one of my very first clients through Level Up Latina. She's a single mom, and she had been struggling to, you know, make time to schedule to study for her licensing exam as a therapist. And that's what we, you know, that was the goal that she accomplished through our coaching, you know, just setting time to study and making it happen. And she took the exam and she passed. So I know she has a really good role now and is thriving. And yeah, so I was, yeah, just to look back, like, wow, like that happened. Like that was, I don't know, like 3 years ago, maybe even four. No me acuerdo. And like I said, of course, as coaches, we've helped so many women at this point in our coaching careers, but that's the one that kind of like siempre me acuerdo de ella. So
qué bonito. It doesn't have to be coaching. I know we're coaches, but it could be anything where you're making someone's life better. But that was a really good example, Ceci.
I think the coach aspect, I feel that when we came together to start what Level Latina is, was huge, because we weren't just thinking about ourselves. We were thinking about what other women are possibly going through what we're going through, right? So then we decided that we would do coaching, that we would do the podcast to share those stories. And then like we would have like the different focuses into what women were just going through, especially in our age. But I think for me, I've always taken great pride in like when I see someone that is in need, especially a woman, or I see that they don't have, like, it's pretty obvious. Like when you see someone that's like someone that looks lost, someone that is looking for some guidance. And whenever anyone has asked me for advice, I give it. I've been, you know, willing to do it. And I even have in like all of my previous, you know, years, like professional years of, in my professional settings, I've always taken the time to, even if you weren't in my direct report, I would make sure to be like, hey, you know, so how do you enjoy what you do and what do you like and how are things going and where do you see yourself here or anywhere? And so that coaching aspect, you could say it was more of like, I've always taken interest in people's personal development and professional development. Me nacía. It was just genuine. No por andar de chismosa, but it was more like, hey, well, then if there's anything I can help you with, I'd be happy to. And throughout my career, I've always done that. Because I feel that maybe to me, certain challenges didn't seem that big, but my challenges are going to be if someone else's faces something similar, it might not seem like not a big deal or not as big. It might be huge to them. So I'm like sharing my experience, I felt would benefit someone else. and make it relatable to where it's like, nos pasa todas. We all find ourselves a little stuck or a little lost or a little like just trying to figure out what the next step is. And I've always enjoyed really doing that for other women.
Qué bonito, Vero. Y se nota that you're there for so many people, both of you, which is incredible. We had a really cool comment in our Instagram. I don't know if you guys had a chance to check that out, but there was a young lady talking about getting her internship thanks to Ceci. And the reason she met Ceci was because she was listening to the podcast. And she's like, I met this girl. I won't say the whole story, but I could have asked on Instagram. But I often hear stories like that about Vero and Vero being like the connector. And I hear the same stories about you, Ceci. So thanks for just always having been there for other women and the women in your lives, the women in your circle. I was thinking about beyond like coaching when I was thinking about this question, and I was thinking about my sorority and giving back to my sorority still. And I make time to like speak at engagements, to speak to them one-on-one. I speak to the incoming class. And then I was thinking a little bit about us having talked about Melinda the other day. And I was like, oh my God, I'm kind of like a Melinda, but I didn't see myself that way. Cause it's like Melinda seems so much older than us. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm that old lady. Comes in and like, not that Melinda was
the cool thing. Old lady, no. Like la señora que tiene.
No, because la veíamos ya como mayor, la veíamos mayor.
Like madura, madura. I don't see myself like that, Madonna. Right? We don't see ourselves as wise Buddhas. But then I was like, oh my gosh, because I had one of the girls reach out and say, you know, this is our graduation date. You better be there, blah, 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 especially for me. And it felt really special because this girl's been in this already a couple of years. So she was giving me the save the date for graduation. So I thought, oh, like, that's great. Like to be still in the sororities bubble with the young girls that are coming in. That my own child's going to go to college next year and could be hanging out with these girls. So then I realized I am older helping out. But it's nice. It's nice to give back. Like Vero said, to help them make them, you know, less mistakes, or to help them know that we're all there. We all don't have it easy. We all go through stuff. And the only way you can do that is to mentor them. I think another way to help other women has been always advocating for bonuses and raises and to be competitive and to support the women on my team, majority women. We just had reviews, so it felt really good to like go through that with my direct reports. And I like to study specifically like how many bonuses they've gotten, how many raises they've gotten, what percentage is that based to last year, based to 3 years ago, based to 5 years ago, if they've been there longer than 3 years. And I take pride in that. Like, you're talking to someone, it's like you make 61% more, you make 40% more, like to show that you're doing your job as an employer. But that starts with me advocating for them to get those bonuses and those raises behind the scenes. And the last thing, like Vero alluded to, like just starting this podcast and publishing a book, a couple of books, like just being able to share your story is really powerful. And our podcast has been such a beautiful way to help other women. So check out that Instagram post today. Ceci and Vero, we shared it so you guys can see the kind words of this young lady talking about getting her internship because she met you. All right, so our next question. If you could start over, what would you do different in a past relationship with another female? Wow, this is kind of heavy. I can also start if you guys need time to think about that one. Friend that recently passed, really great friend for 30 years plus. We were friends since middle school. And so, of course, I've been in that reflecting mode about like, what could I have done differently as a friend to be in her life more? And all of us have those feelings of like guilt, right? Once your friend's gone, because you don't know if they're not going to be here forever and live with you for 80 years and be ochentonas y buenonas, right? And I was thinking a lot. And so this is good. And it's a good tip of the day for other females that have friends that they've had for a long time and they're always in your life. Like, I wish I would have included her more in the little things, which is funny because you always think, oh, I'm having a barbecue. Oh, there's a game on. Oh, let's go on vacation. Oh, let's this. Oh, let's that. Like, I wish I would have done more little things with her and like want to run to TJ Maxx together because we'd be almost close, right? Or want to something dumb, like want to come over and help me build this. Like, you don't think about that kind of stuff. And when they're gone, you're like, oh, I wish I would have done even more with this friend. Like, siempre la estaba sonsacando to travel. And we went on this big trip once. And she's like, nah. She's like, I want to go everywhere. I want to go here. I want to go there. Like, my kid's getting older. Her one son's 19. And so this was probably when he was about 16, 17, when we went on this big trip to Europe. She had never been to Europe. And she was telling the right friend, y'all. She was telling the right friend. She's like, I want to now travel to all these places, no limits, da, 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 da. And I remember saying, you got me, girl. We're going to go. We're going to go to these places. And then she fell ill. So it's like, we didn't get to do the big things, right? And then I'm like, did I do enough little things, you know? And that I wish I would have done differently. And it helps me keep in mind, like, doing more of the little things with people, especially when you have like great access to them. We have another friend that we're close to. So the three of us went to high school together and we're very close. And I could sense the closeness in me and that friend. We were already close. Somos comadres. But I could sense that losing our friend made us feel like this bond. So I've invited her to church a couple times. And then she sent me this passage that she heard at church yesterday to show Noah, because my son's been into the Bible lately. And they're like, let's go next week. So I'm being a little more like son sacándola to go to church together, which before, es que te pasa. You don't think about it. You're like, it's just church. You got yours, I got mine. But we're homies. Our families are together. Our husbands are away for the weekend golfing. Like, we should come together to just have a meal. So I would do that differently. Like, I would have hung out with her with the boring stuff. That might be boring, but it's not. It's like so nice to get together and have a meal together, watch a movie together. So I would do that differently if I had the chance to do it all over again. So for the friends that are still alive and kicking, it's like not talking myself out of inviting them to do something that might feel small, because time with them is more important than not having that time with them.
It's in the small things that the big impact happens. So when we think about the small things, you're like, oh, why am I going to bother someone with just that? It's more of like those little moments accumulate to the grand scheme of things. So anímate, Irene, and reach out to those friends that you've been wanting to reach out to, or that, you know, even if it seems silly, like, hey, just come over, have a sandwich, hice unos sandwichitos bien ricos, or, you know, and do that. Tú te echas unas salsitas bien ricas. Hey, come have some chips and salsa conmigo, and let's talk about our afternoons, and I'll see you later. Yeah, sí. So I send you a big hug. I send you a big hug, because when we lose friends, when we lose women that have impacted us, it is hard AF. It is very challenging. So te mando un fuerte abrazo. And I hope that with her, with what she left and those memories that you have with her, they inspire you and motivate you. Te quiero un chingo.
Thank you, Vero. Yeah, I keep remembering, because we were in each other's lives a lot. So I keep having these flashbacks of like memories together. So it just makes me feel like, oh, I wish I would have had even more. You know, because I feel like I'm pretty close, especially in my friends that are my friends' friends, right? Like I see them, like we convivimos, but it's like I want more of them now. Like I want more memories. Like, quiero más. I wish I had even more, but we did have a lot of really fun memories. She was, when we had our 30th birthday party on the boat, Vero, you went to this party because it was local. She walks in, and she walked in a little late, and it was so funny. She walks with Candace and Jaime, and she walks in, and I just remember her stepping into the boat, and I'm like, give her a drink. Just being a crazy lady, you know, with like the cups and the champagne everywhere. Give her a drink. Someone give her a drink. We had the shirtless bartender at the party, Vero, and the guy comes, and then the guy's like, Sorry, we don't have any more cups. And I go, well, then give her the bottle. And I have a picture of her like cracking up, holding the bottle, drinking out of the bottle. Like, we have so many memories of everyone, like, feels like she was my best friend, because she always came through and she went to the party and she was fun and she was like your hype woman. And she was the most loving and caring and like non-hater, like celebrator. So everyone just like loved her being with you, especially like at the party, at the thing, she was just fun. So many memories like that of her. And then I would forget them. You forget those memories. And now that she's passed, I'm like, oh my God, that's right. Me and Carol did this. Oh my God, me and Carol did that. Oh yeah, Carol was there for that. Carol this, Carol that. And then you remember the moment. So I think I just want more of them. Like, I wish I had more memories. So you're right, Vero, like to have the memory. Remember the time we just went to just eat King Taco because I'm Santa Jo? You know, it's not necessarily around here, but we drove, you know, to Long Beach or whatever, right? I want more of those little moments with like friends that I already have a good relationship with, that are already in my life. One day they're not. So it's like all the little things that you could laugh about together. And I do feel like I have that with my comadre.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Ceci, you want to go?
Go. I'm still thinking. I'm reflecting on what Irene is saying and just thinking, like, you know, about our friends and even our own, like, college friends. I'm like, oh my God, we have so much memories and, you know, we want to make more and, like, we're planning to make more, you know, things like that. So, estoy escuchando and I'm just still trying to think, like, about the
like bomb. A good example of that is like, God forbid que nos falte Sandra, right? God forbid, our good friend Sandra. Sí. But everyone's always talking about visiting her in Germany. Germany. We gotta make el esfuerzo to have that memory to go there. And I felt that that's something that we should all do.
With her dad's passing, like, she was coming a little more often, pero no tenía tiempo para vernos, para ver a las amigas. Mm. So I remember telling her when I saw her. So I think this kind of like plays into that. But I remember apologizing to her when I saw her at her dad's funeral and telling her, like, hey, I'm so sorry that I didn't make it to see you when you were here last summer. You know, we had, everyone had said, like, oh, we'll see you there. And she's like, hey, why don't you guys meet me? I'll get my brother's house for the pool. And it's kind of in relation to the whole, like, you know, being friends. So I don't want to live in regret. I'm trying to think of, like, what do I regret? I'm like, I don't want to live in regret. And I feel that I try to do everything I can. And life has changed, right? When when you don't have the capacity, you don't have the bandwidth as you, when we were younger, when we were single and we didn't have, or when we didn't have as many responsibilities. You know, now I'm sitting here talking to, you know, to Dene, who's a CEO and is also an amazing coach and is an author, and she's busy. You have a busy life. Here we have Ceci, a director, you know, a law firm and doing these things, and like a mom and trying to be active and like, you know, and then you have me who's a mom of four, and then, you know, I'm trying, you know, running our, you know, trying to run our, do our podcast and run my coaching business and do all this. So like, siempre hay algo. But I feel that when we had less responsibilities, we had the capacity to show up a lot easier, but it doesn't mean that we cannot show up now. So I felt so bad. Because algo pasó last minute. I think it was something happened with one of the kids. And I was like, okay, no voy a ir. But I just never like made it to see her. And I told her, like, I felt really bad about it because she was here very, very little. Very, like, muy poco que venía. And then I knew that when we are going through a hard time, that it's nice to have the distraction of a friend that, you know, can just talk to you about anything else but what you're going through. So I think that if there's anyone out there going through that, and if there's a friend that you hardly see and that you, they make themselves available and saying like, hey, aquí estoy, somehow, I don't know, make it work, because it's hard when we need that support. And that's the beauty of friendship, that sometimes you don't need to see each other all the time. It could be a few months or years between, but when you do see that person, it like reignites this little part of you that you thought was burnt out. So le mando un abrazo a Sandra, and I want to make it to Germany. Sandra, I love you. You know this. We all love you so much. And then to all the friends out there that feel that, you know, that there is just no, that you're being neglected, there's love there. It's just the capacity and bandwidth are very different. But if you miss us too, reach out. You know, we miss you. We miss out. Let's reach out. But you got me thinking, Irene, and sometimes with the living in thoughts of like when we lose friends or anything, but I think what I would do different is just if there's something that I'm thinking, like I lost my prima a few years ago during the pandemic. And this is like one of my, like, I think about her all the fucking time. Like, oh my God, this bitch would do this. And I say that because con amor, it's not like I don't like her. But she was just like, she was a whole different kind of being. Like, I think of her, I'm like, oh my God, she would totally do this right now. And she would say this and she would do that. I wish I would have had more of her in my life, but at the same time, I wish I would have told her things up front. Como es ella, era claridosa and upfront. And I was like, how do I tell her so she doesn't get so upset that the next time she won't want to see me, you know? But I would be like, I would check her. I would be the older cousin and be like, I'm going to check your ass, like get your shit together. But, you know, things happen, life happens, and we cannot wait for that next time. So if I would do anything different in my female relationships is continue to show up to them and give them, you know, like wanting them to be amazing, wanting them to give my best advice, share my experiences to see how they can actually avoid my mess ups. But maybe at the same time also be like, look, friend, maybe this, you know, and it's coming from a place of love. It's not that I want to hate on you or I want to do this, but it's just like, it's coming from a place of love. And let me know if I'm in the wrong to bring this up. You know, I think when you share it with love and sharing things, cuando you genuinely care about people and you love them, like it's like in that book, Radical Candor, you want to share things openly and clearly with love, right? So I think with my female relationships, it would be a little bit more like that.
¿Y tú, Ceci, Ceci? It doesn't have to be like a regret. It could just be something you do differently in a past female relationship.
Yeah, I think not differently, but in not regret, just kind of like make more time. It's hard, right? It's because we're saying like that, you know, we're so busy running our lives and kids and everything, and it's really, really hard. And so I'll share this because it's like it's related to Sandra and I. So, you know, her dad passed away like 10 days or so before my mom passed away. And I remember like when the week that her dad passed and, you know, we all found out, I was like, dang it. I was just thinking about Sandra last week and I was like going to reach out and like message her like, ¿cómo anda Sandra? Because we all knew, you know, the illness of her dad. And I was just thinking about that. And so I messaged her aparte and I was like, Sandra, I'm like, you know, lo siento this, that. I'm like, te lo juro, ma, que la semana pasada I was thinking about you and I was like, okay, I should check in on her. I'm like, pero por, you know, circunstancias de la vida, I didn't. And then she responded the same thing. She's like, me too. She's like, ever, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to let, like, the holidays pass. Y ahorita, like, I'm going to reach out to her, you know, a ver como, como andas, you know? And so, but it's, I mean, again, it's bien difícil because ella igual was, like, you know, dealing with the illness of her dad this, all these years. And then also she has kids, she has work. And even to, like, get on the same page, right? Because she's like freaking 9 hours or whatever ahead, you know, it's so hard. And then now I think last week we had scheduled to talk this upcoming Saturday. And then she messaged, she's like, oh, I can't, porque iba a estar, she was going to be out of town or whatever. She's like, okay, next Saturday, you know? So it's just, it takes a lot of planning with, you know, a friend like that, that lives overseas. But that, yeah, that's one thing. Maybe like, I wish I would have like send her like, I don't know, weekly mensajitos when she was going through it. But it's like, again, it's, I don't know. It's hard. So, with my local friends, right, that are on the same time zone, I try to do that. I try to share things of my day. Por más tonto y más mensa, I'm like, oh my God, you guys this, or I don't know. I like to do that. I feel que it makes it easier to go with, you know, day-to-day activities, and also to feel, even though we're physically distant, but it makes me feel like we're close, even though we don't see each other often, even though, you know, everyone's like, a lot of you guys are like in Southern California, like it just makes me feel like, okay, we're close and we know what is going on in everyone's lives. And even then, like, you know, we también no compartimos todo. Like, so having these physical reunions is really good to have, you know?
Absolutely. I think it's cool to be able to keep it going, get together. Just tell the women in your life that you love them, spend that time with them when you can. I'm sure women also understand when life gets crazy. And I think a lot about you girls and everything you're going through as young moms and all the logistics and all that comes with that. Like this morning, I know Vera was like, oh, I'm running late for the podcast. And I was like, girl, you got another 30 minutes. Like I had a feeling like she probably thinks we start in 4 minutes. And I felt good for Vera. I was like, cool, she's got another 30 minutes. Like as a mom with four kids, like I literally told Diego, like, that must have felt so good. I told Vera, because he saw me taking a picture of my coffee cup. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, Vera, I'm telling her to stop and get coffee because she's got 34 more minutes. But I tell him, like, man, remember La Chinga? Like, remember how I used to, like, I lived right by the school, but I wouldn't walk. I had to throw him in the car because I was running late. And we, like, laughed to ourselves, Diego and I, like, the time when your kids were little. And now it's, like, the damn dogs. Like, they have to pee at 2 a.m. and we share who gets up. And it's a bad habit. We're like, what's going on with our dogs? And I was like, remember when it was with the kids? Like, it's not like a dog that you let out and let back in. Like, qué fácil. You know, but we think about you guys all the time and like, ah, oh, like our life feels so far away. But we were also those young parents that also didn't contact anybody or go to the party or were, and not that I'm saying that you guys are like that, but I would understand if you are. Like I would understand if you're frazzled and busy and like don't have time for it. Like I remember feeling like one kid's party, one kid's event. My niece was here yesterday with her family and we just love hanging with that family and they're a family of five. We're a family of five. And she was talking about how, you know, their schedule's nuts. Their kids all learn sports and this and the other. Each kid's like in two sports. That's six commitments. Like, wow, Vettel's somehow doing it with four kids. And if they want to do two sports, it like becomes eight commitments. Like I was just telling my niece, like, te considero tanto. Like, that's not easy. And then she's like, and I pulled her out of this thing because it's like another thing and it's like another bill. And she barely goes. And I go, well, we'll help pay for that one. She's like, oh, she's like, she really likes it.
That's
but
sweet.
It's like another thing. And then I'm just she's looking like, at my niece, like, that? How did she do it?
I know. Can you take them and give me an hour?
I can take her. I can take her. I can tell her that. I can pay and take her. And it's like, just and it's just the family dynamic. It's when you're in that part of your life, like doctor's appointments and everything going on. So you don't mean to not be present. Like you're just in different parts of your life and maybe that's your career. Maybe you just got married. Like just do what you can for the little things is the moral of the story. And I wanted to say that to say, don't feel bad. This isn't about feeling bad. Yeah. This is about feeling positive and reflecting on relationships and how to do things in future relationships.
It's
right?
To avoid feeling bad, right? It's to avoid the feeling bad and prevent it. Not avoid it, but prevent feeling the badness in the future. I get her. Yeah. I get her. I get her. Yeah. I give her hugs and kisses for that because it takes so much into coordinating. And when you did send me that 9:30, I was like, it was like a weight release. I'm like, oh, I could breathe. Okay, we're good. We're going to be okay. It's
I thought it would be. I was so happy. I was like, yes, that feels good when you realize you have more time.
I'm like, okay, good news, Irene. Okay.
Anyway, we've got one more question, which is good because we're coming to the end of the episode. This will be our final question for March's random episode. And this one is, it'll also, I think, be somewhat deep, or maybe not. Maybe you guys have it spot on. But it's like, who are you really? Describe yourself without your name. Well, we obviously aren't going to say our names. Career or title or role, such as mom, wife. But deep down, like, who are you really? Because we always introduce ourselves based on, oh, this is my job, this is my title, I'm a mom, I got three kids, right, or whatever that is. So if you were to describe yourself without those, what would you say?
I'll go. Bailadora, cuarentona y buenona, authentic. Damn, you said you couldn't use, okay. Playful.
It gets hard.
Strict. Huh? I know, strict, gritona. Cantadora, writer of music, or, you know, not writer, but I make up my songs, you know?
You are. When I thought of this question, I thought of that. I was like, Ceci va a decir que canta, that she's an artist at heart. I literally thought of that, Ceci. That's why I like this question.
At heart. Oh my God, I was telling Vero that I started a painting, but this is what I have so far.
You're meant to be an artist. You sing, you dance, you paint.
In another life, I was probably that. I was probably a dancer, a backup dancer, and then also a singer. Maybe I was like a J-Lo that I sang and I danced.
Yes. And you acted. Yes. All of
and
it.
And I acted.
Dramática. Me encanta.
About planner, discipline, organized. A planner. Yeah. I think that's it.
All right. Okay.
Gracias. Gracias.
A ver, for me, for La Vero, I am down to earth, lover of the outdoors. I like being by the ocean, but I also love being in the mountains. I enjoy being around people and thriving off of their energy. And then not only that, giving a lot of my energy because I just love people so much. Lover of life, even when it's hard. I not a liver in regret, more of how can I be better. I care about people. I want the best for them. I'm not an empath, but I am a feeler. And I am relatable. I'm a little cuckoo, not just for the Cocoa Puffs. I like to drink, especially cervecitas. I love a good concert. I like sports. Not like, I love sports. Take me to any sporting event and I am in love and happy and joyful, especially if I walk into Dodger Stadium or to what used to be the Staples, just because it always brings back so much good memories. I love spending time with people I love, even if it happens little, like not as often as before. I love reading, but I haven't had much time for it. I am currently living on exhausted mode for the last couple of years because of little ones. But somehow I still have that high energy, hence why I love to be around people to recharge. But then I also enjoy time alone and I have no problem doing things by myself, sola, and experiencing new things or even doing things that I already love to do. I enjoy good sex. and I always like a good road trip. A nice road trip is always good to give me some time to like myself and my thoughts. Even that's solo road trips because when you have kids in the car, forget it. But what else? I want to give everything to my family. I'm thankful and constantly like inspired to like do new things and like move forward and not live in the past.
Love that. Love that. That's so beautiful. That was beautiful.
Grazie.
I wonder how hard it is to not want to be like saying the things that I said we can't say. It was pretty easy to not have to say them, but if I can do it without being like, I'm a mom of three.
No, right?
Don't. That's against the rules. I like being Mexican for show. Mm-hmm. I like to cook. I love, love, love being bilingual. I just love bilingual music. Me encanta that we can freaking understand lyrics in English and Spanish. All things lyrics. So I love music and poetry. My kids are always like, you're always looking for signs, Mom. You're always looking for signs. I always think things are connected. And it's like, oh, I was just thinking this word. And I saw that number. And then I heard that song. Like, I'm super weird like that. I love that kind of stuff. Like, maybe I was a little kind of
Georgia, life. The Georgia song, remember?
I know. The Georgia song happens all the time. Me and Ceci are talking about Georgia. And then she hears that song sitting on the dock of the bay. And the guy's like, I left my home in Georgia for the Frisco Bay. And we and Ceci were talking about Georgia. Aww. Like, I feel things are like that, guys. I feel that all the time. Mega traveler. I like Vero. I really like my solitude too. I grew up really independent even though I was a baby of six. So I really do like time alone. I like traveling alone. I like being alone. I think you do your best like work and thinking alone. What else? I like personal professional development. I've always been like a self-help book lover of all things frou-frou, but I love it. Helping other people with their growth and development. I have super high standards, so I don't always come across as very casual or easygoing because I have like super high like urgency standards, but I work on it. I work to be flexible. I love giving gifts. Part of cooking is I like acts of service, so I like cooking for other people. I do like cooking for other people. The last time you guys came over, it's like, I don't know what I'm making, but they're going to eat at my house. They're going to cook something. I can be very black and white, so I like just kind of like, what's the bottom line? Like, bottom line me, and then I just like go. So I have like this like move forward, march forward kind of thing. I really love like the greater vision. Like, I'm not very good about like haphazard just because. Like, I like kind of like sissy organized plan. There's a vision, there's a reason, there's like a greater reason. So that's very me. I think I get it from my mom. My mom always had kind of like a vision and a purpose, and she was like working towards that. Super love being Catholic and love being my mom's daughter. That's for freaking sure. And I'm a big softie. I'm a big softie with the people that I'm close to. Like, yeah, I spoil the people that I love and like try not to, but I can't help myself. So, yeah, I think it's with my mom. I also get that from her. Like, she's a big softie and a big spoiler. So that's the three of us without the other typical stuff. So hopefully you got to know some interesting tidbits of us or connect with us.
Gracias. I forgot Chiona, but we're good. I love a good laugh.
I love Chiona.
I'm just kidding.
I love a good laugh, right?
That was a scary laugh.
If we were recording this episode, that would have been a jump scare.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Las quiero mucho. Thank you so much for indulging these four questions, the random questions that we bring to each other. We don't know what we're going to ask. So you really get like that gut reaction or those feelings or those thoughts from these amazing chingonas, mujeres, achievers, dreamers, badass women. So thank you for joining us on episode 239 for the Level Up Latina podcast. If you want to keep this conversation going, share anything about yourselves or anything you want to add about these questions or these topics, email us. Our email is admin@leveluplatina.com. You can also send us a DM, Instagram, and Facebook. Our handle is @leveluplatina. We love hearing from you, our listeners. Please send us a comment, send us a thumbs up, review our podcast anywhere you listen to your podcast. We are there. We always appreciate a good review. And hopefully this episode made you think about how to be a better homegirl, how to celebrate your wins, how to make someone's life better, or just how to think about who you are really and take outside of the equation, like being a mom and being a wife and being a leader and being a boss or whatever you may be. So las queremos mucho. We appreciate you listening. Guess what? Fresh off the presses, we have our date for the breakthrough brunch. Boop, boop. October 12th. And we're just going to put it out there. And we want y'all to save the date. We're telling them so many months in advance.
Ooh, yes.
They can save the date, right?
Save the date. It's a three-day weekend. So you can definitely fly to Southern California for that three-day weekend and go to the brunch on Saturday.
We are so excited. We already have two panelists confirmed that are badass women. We're not going to share that yet. But we have so many great things planned for this amazing brunch. We have friends from out of town coming in. So you are going to get a vibe that's out of this world. So we're so excited. October 12th is the breakthrough brunch. So that's all I'm going to share for now. Check out leveluplatina.com for any other information, anything I've talked about today, or our coaching and coaching services. And until then, don't forget to level up, baby. Level up.
Level up.